Are words equally important when speaking to a small or large group?
I think it's incredibly important to improve your public presentation skills. Firstly, because everything that you do, whether you're speaking to three people in a meeting or whether you're speaking to 300 in a conference, is still an opportunity to connect and relate. So everything we do needs to be thought about as a chance to be engaged with others on a genuine level. Look, when I'm getting people to improve their speaking skills, I usually do it in a very radical way. I get people to do things that they would usually do in their private lives and bring it into their public presentation skills, such as I was working with a gentleman who's in the IT industry, and he ran seminars that were all day and he got very low ratings on it. So I tried to find out what is it that he's passionate about outside of IT, which didn't seem that exciting to me. However, he loved playing the drums. And in playing the drums, he became this teenager again. He was young and vibrant. Anyway, we brought the drums in and cymbals and all bits and pieces of the drum kit and started to use them in his seminars and in his small presentations when he was promoting his company. This guy went from having 3 out of 10s to 9 out of 10s on his ratings because people started to see the real him. They started to see what he was excited about, something that he loved, and it brought a freshness to everything else that he spoke about in business. Sometimes I'll get people to do something as radical as sing a line in their speech or sing a couple of lines of a song you love. Now, sometimes people go, no way I could do that. I can't even sing. Well, interestingly enough, if you can't sing, more people will relate to you than if you can sing. And they will laugh and they'll laugh with you and you will relax them and you will probably relax yourself if you don't take yourself too seriously. Another little trick we've tried is getting people to lie down on the stage at some point in their talk and speak from the horizontal. Now that is radical. It helps if what you're talking about goes with what you're doing. But sometimes just doing something that's so unexpected gets you to relax, everyone else to relax, and you start to see that you're not going to make major mistakes in your public presentation skills. You're simply just going to learn what engages people and what doesn't. I mean, I'm speaking to people all the time and I believe that I'm always talking to one. It doesn't matter whether there's 5,000 in the audience, I'm still talking as if I'm talking to one person because that's the way we all communicate. One heart to one heart, one mind to one mind. So when you're going to speak, don't worry about the numbers, but start to look at the way you're at ease with people. An interesting little experience I had was with Dr. Dennis Wakely. He's a sports psychologist out of the USA. He used to work with the NASA astronauts. One little phrase that I learned from him when I was in my 20s was something I applied to sport. I'm a very keen tennis player, and I was learning to do a topspin backhand. And he said that if you do something and you don't like the performance, say to yourself, that's not like me. So I started to apply this little phrase to my tennis game. So I'd hit the shot and I'd go for the line. If I missed it, I would just play the shot again with my racket, without a ball, and say to myself, that's not like me. Now, this is an actual correction. It stops you from getting angry at yourself, but it actually states that you believe that you're better than that. So little tiny phrases that encourage yourself actually enable you to bring your performance up at the same time as recognizing that you can do better. Try that little phrase with your kids. That's not like you. And the first thing they'll do is laugh and go, yes, it is. Or try it with your spouse. I mean, I love trying lines like this and just see what people's responses are. So if my husband does something that is habitually annoying to me and I say, that's not like you, Colin. Well, he'll smile at me and he'll laugh and he'll say, yeah, I know, I can get rid of it. And it makes it comical, it makes it fun, and yet it's a lovely, positive way to let people know you're better than that.